What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 110. In this episode, I'll discuss the treatment of coagulase negative staphylococci infection. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode110. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Shout out to Pharmacy Ben for leaving a review on my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies, at Amazon. Ben wrote, "Good, practical, concise review of critical care pharmacy." Who this book would be great for? New hospital pharmacists, recent PGY1 graduating pharmacists, and pharmacists uncomfortable with critical care. Who this book may not be great for? PGY2 graduate critical care pharmacists. Thank you, Ben. Coagulase negative staphylococci are typically considered part of the normal flora. They are found on the skin and mucous membranes. There are dozens of coag negative staph species. The more common species are Staph epidermidis, Staph saprophyticus, Staph lugdunensis, and Staph hemolyticus. When coag negative staph grows in a culture, it is usually considered a contaminant. Occasionally, coag-negative staph can be a pathogen. This is more likely if the patient is immunocompromised or has an implanted device. Coag-negative staph forms a biofilm on implanted devices, allowing it to adhere well to the device. So how can you tell if a coag-negative staph is pathogenic? If only one blood culture is positive for coag-negative staph, it is most likely a contaminant. If two or more blood cultures are positive, or if significant growth is detected from a device culture, then it's most likely a pathogen. Shout out to Pharmacy Steven, whose question in the Pharmacy Nation Slack group on coag-negative staph resistance led to this topic. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org to join in the real-time messaging with other clinicians about patient care issues in our Slack group. The majority of coag-negative staph are resistant to methicillin, but strains reported as oxacillin-sensitive may not be. This is because coag-negative staph displays heterotypic resistance. In heterotypic resistance, a minority of the bacterial population are resistant. Due to the low inoculum used in standard susceptibility testing, heterotypic resistance may result in a culture with methicillin-resistant coag-negative staph being reported as methicillin-susceptible. For this reason, an antibiotic with activity against methicillin-resistant coag-negative staph should be used, even if a single culture of coag-negative staph is reported to be methicillin-sensitive. If coag-negative staph is considered pathogenic, vancomycin is the preferred treatment. Second-line alternatives that are also active in the setting of methicillin resistance, such as telavancin, linezolid, or daptomycin, may be considered based on patient factors and the site of infection. Rifampin may be added for enhanced biofilm penetration, but it cannot be used as monotherapy, and it's not universally added. My Johns Hopkins antibiotic guide recommends that methicillin-sensitive coag-negative staph should only be considered methicillin-sensitive if multiple isolates are identified as such. Treatment involves source control when possible. The duration of antibiotic therapy may be several weeks depending on the site of infection. For example, 6 weeks for endocarditis, but maybe only 1 week or a little less for a peripheral line infection. Your laboratory may need to be contacted to speciate the coag-negative staph. Knowing the exact species does not usually change treatment, but here are some things to know about some of the more common species of coag-negative staph. Staph epidermidis. This is both the most common contaminant and the most common pathogen of all the coag-negative staph. Use the number of blood cultures that are positive or the amount of growth from device cultures to determine pathogen versus contaminant. Staph hemolyticus often causes neonatal infections. Staph saprophyticus is second only to E. coli as a cause of UTI in young sexually active females. And Staph lugdunensis. This is the most virulent of the coag-negative staph species. Interestingly, it is also usually sensitive to methicillin. Staph lugdunensis has been in the news lately due to the discovery of the compound now called lugdunin. Lugdunin is produced by Staph lugdunensis, and in mice and rats, it has been found to kill methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. Expect lugdunin to be developed for human use as a new antibiotic. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.